on button and then talk. I talked and then pressed the on button. Press the on button, then talk. My mailbox here at KFGO, Jurgi, Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, has been full the last couple of days.
It looks like you've gotten some postage due.
And I have some
mail from the South.
Some mail from the South.
The Deep South. Should we open it together?
Yeah, yep. You open the letter. I'll open the package. This has not been opened. This is live on the air. Opening of the mail.
Mike Pinto and Jurgi. You know, WB spends a lot of money with the postage.
He does.
Postal service,
the U.S.
doesn't
Postal. Daniel's under the desk up there. He thinks it's Wild Bill. He's not going to. He's our friend. Not going to have something goofy. What's he got going there, Jurgi, in the letter?
Hi boys. I had one heck of a time convincing my wife to pose for.
Well, wait a second, huh? What?
A recent contest you had. That's not exactly what it says. Had to do with a deer?
Yes.
Now, you want a shot of her. What's the latest contest he got?
Show us your fins.
I just don't know. That's what he said. Did you know that Bill and I are going to travel together next month?
I understand that. Okay, here's the package that he sent us.
No money this time. Usually he sends a couple of bucks.
Oh, so you know, that's nice. That's a very nice little gift he sent me. It's a little little thing to hang on my wall.
Yes.
And it says, fish tremble when they hear my name.
Oh, well, they don't. But
no, they laugh when they hear my name.
Is he coming again?
He says, Mike would have loved to go to Lake of the Woods, but the wife preferred Mexico. Go figure. Mm. Good luck fishing, Bill.
It is warmer this time of year there.
At Lake of the Woods?
No. South.
At Mexico.
Oh, yes. That's Bill and I are going to hook up down there next month.
Good. I'm going to give you a couple bucks so you can buy him a cool one.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So keep me to that.
Where we're going, you don't need money, though. It's one of those all-inclusives. But send a couple of bucks anyway.
No, because he'll never see it if I send a couple of bucks with you. 4 o'clock, four-pack. Thank you, Bill, for the letters. Thank you for the nice little gift. I appreciate that. 4 o'clock, four-pack with KFGO News Director Paul Juergens, sponsored by Extreme Pizza Kitchen, 1404 33rd Street South West, Suite D, in Fargo, right near their Cashwise on 13th Avenue.
It's the status of the other sponsor.
You're in to the meeting on Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
did you
email
us?
I did. I didn't know what it was about.
Yes.
Oh, we're all invited?
Well, yeah, I insisted that you be included. We're going to go meet with the potential sponsor of the four-pack.
And I know the fellow that's running this place. He graduated with my oldest son, so I think we're probably in.
Probably in like Flynn.
Unless they did. Yeah, they got along. They together.
Well, but it's not. Pinto's coming along, so nothing's sure here.
It's pretty early for him. What, 9:10 in the
morning?
Good morning,
boys.
9:10 in the morning, isn't that the appointment?
8:15, yep. That's way before his bedtime.
He's just getting in.
Number four on the 4 o'clock four-pack trick. Oh, by the way, if you want to text us at 35270, this is going to go with our potential sponsor, the 18th. Denny. The 18th person to text us. Send the word pizza to Mike. Mike and pizza, 35270.
18th.
You're going to win a certificate for a large four-pack, four-item, $17.99 value from Extreme Pizza Kitchen. Number four, Jurgi, there was a body that was discovered in South Fargo recently.
Yes, about 1:30 this afternoon, Fargo police were sent to the 1900 block, 2nd Avenue South, 1902 specifically. That is a kind of an industrial area there. It's a couple blocks south of Main, the 1900 block. There's a muffler shop there. There's a construction company. There's a row of businesses there. Some metal type buildings, and there was a body found under a flatbed truck, a construction truck. To me, it didn't look like the truck had been moved lately. A lot of snow on it, and the body of a male, don't know any age range, was under the truck near the rear axles. The truck had been parked again for some time, and police quickly determined that the person was dead. Crime scene investigators on scene, patrol officers on scene there. Initially, it doesn't appear that there are any signs that a crime had been committed. The body, as I observed it, the body was clothed. The man had boots on, and they really don't know how long he'd been there. Possibility, I asked Lieutenant Vettel at the scene, if this is a cold-related death, that is a possibility. They don't know how long, again, the body had been there. It's in an area where there's no foot traffic. There's very little vehicle traffic. You wouldn't see it from the street. There's snowbanks that would obscure the body. There is an apartment building to the east, two or three stories. And, you know, maybe somebody, you might have seen the body there under the truck, but it was somewhat hidden. And so someone in one of those businesses discovered the body and called police. Cass County Coroner's Office was on scene, and I believe now they have transported the body. There'll be an autopsy done, but it doesn't appear that there's any foul play or a crime.
I believe it's deemed as an unattended death.
That's how they classify it until they know further. But again, no signs of trauma to the body, at least from the initial on-scene crime investigation or investigation. CSI investigators of the PD were there and taking every precaution as they remove the body from the scene.
Okay. Number three.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for them? I'm at $600 down here now, $10 and now, $25 and now, $35 and now, $50 and now, $60. Will you give me $60 and now, $75? $75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his mom.
That's a catchy tune, brother. That's a catchy tune.
He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk.
Amy Eiler is rolling her eyes right now in an adjacent studio.
He'd stand and listen carefully.
Why are we playing this song?
She's in there with Ryan Gellner. I don't think she's listening. She's just
she's rolling her eyes.
She's in there with Ryan Gellner. Oh, now he's rolling his eyes.
Yes, he is. Why are we playing this song and it's not a Saturday
morning? I have no idea.
Here is why we are playing the song. Because dozens of fast-talking auctioneers from Minnesota and surrounding states are competing for the chance to be known as the best bid caller in the land of 10,000 lakes. The Minnesota State Bid Calling Championship Contest is being held tonight as part of the Minnesota State Auctioneers Association's conventions. More than 30 contestants will vie. V-I-E. They'll vie for the title. The competition is open to the public. It's an auctioneers contest. That was the auctioneer song.
The public isn't going to show up. They don't have any chance. Some guy off the street just going to... That is one thing that I wish I could do. Is that an auctioneer? I thought I would. Well, I always thought that'd be a fun occupation.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, I think it would be too. Get that going and
you get people excited.
Yeah, yeah.
You get people to buy things they really don't want, but they get in the spirit of the competition. Go, oh, sold.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Got the guy yelling,
pointing.
Be great.
You got the little pointer guys
like
out
be,
there.
I'd like to be the pointer guy. That'd be my role.
Yeah. And those
hey!
those car auctions.
Hey, be that guy.
Car auctions. Meekum and Barrett Jackson. They're fun to watch. You and Ryan Gellner through the glass here. What are you waving or what are you doing?
He's saying that I'm too loud.
Oh.
He's telling me to turn it down, tone it down, and I'm telling him that he's number one.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what, right?
Yep.
And he'll agree with you.
Yes, he will. He's no shortage of confidence there.
What? So the winner, this is from the contest. They will immediately be whisked to St. Louis Park.
Whisked?
For the... Sid Hartman, I'm selling my old shoes, estate sale on Saturday. They don't know that.
They don't know that, but they're going to find that out tonight. Good one. You went a long ways for that. Nice job. This is one that I changed on your list, Jurgi, because I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist.
I have no list.
You have a list. You're on my list.
Did you hear about the big day at my house yesterday?
No.
New garbage day.
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
Well, we didn't forget.
Well, good. Did you get the reminder?
I had it on my cell phone. I got a call from Terry Ludlam, Solid Waste.
A personal call?
Well, it was. I think it was one of those automated calls.
Robocall?
Yeah, and I listened to it, and I didn't recognize the number, and it was very nice, very polite, and reminding me. And so as the truck pulled up yesterday morning, we kind of took a little photo with the guys, and as the one-armed bandit pulled up. You know what? That's what they call those garbage trucks in Fargo that are operated by one person.
The one-armed bandit?
That's what they used to call them. 20 years ago, there was a big controversy over those trucks because going to those trucks would mean fewer people.
Fewer jobs.
Right.
Yes.
And I know former Mayor Lindgren was right in the middle of that, but they called them the one-armed bandit and the solid waste workers, garbage collectors. They didn't like that.
But nor should they have.
Had a big day, and we got our garbage out in time. And a little family photo. We'll Facebook it.
No, you won't, because you're not on Facebook. Number two on our list today, Jurgi.
Did you know that Sean Phillips has a golden doodle?
No, I didn't
Saul Phillips. Saul Phillips just got a golden doodle.
I didn't know that Sean Saul Phillips had a golden doodle. Didn't know that.
I heard that on Scotty Miller Sports the other night.
Is that right?
Yeah. Huh. Well, he loves his golden doodle.
I'll be darned.
Continue, Mike.
What a way to go in McLeod, Oklahoma, for a gentleman named Denver Lee St. Clair, 58. Do you know how he was killed, Jurgi, by his...
Denver Lee St. Clair.
Killed by his stepson, allegedly.
Oh.
Brad Davis. Authorities have arrested a man in the bizarre killing of his stepfather, who was found with his own underwear stretched around his head and neck. The stepson, when talking to police, called it an atomic wedgie. This is a true story. This is not an onion story. The father or the stepfather and the stepson got into an argument. The stepson started beating up the stepfather, grabbed his underwear from the back, and did like he used to do when you bullied kids at Fergus Falls High School, and yanked the underwear all the way up over his head. The elastic band apparently now went around the guy's neck.
He was asphyxiated.
And asphyxiated him. He died by atomic wedgie. True story.
Atomic wedgie. Who came up with that phrase?
Oh, it's been around for years.
Really?
Pottawatomie County Sheriff Mike Booth, that's Pottawatomie County Sheriff Mike Booth, says, quote, I'd never seen this before, but when we first looked at our victim, seeing the waistband of his underwear was around his neck.
That is a tough way
to
go.
It is. There's a lot of tough ways to go. Being strangled by your own underwear after being atomic wedgied by your stepson is a bad way to go.
Ryan Gellner's leaving the building now, and I think he's mad at us because you were greeting him. And
I don't care.
He's madder than a...
madder than a wet hen, Gellner. He had Brock Jensen and Ryan Smith in the building.
I saw him walking around.
Walking around, parading around like a...
touring the building.
Strutting around like a rooster. Look who I got with me. Brock Jensen and Ryan Smith. Fanboy. Number one on our list today, Chris, it's a joke, Pinto. Settle down. Number one on our list today, Chris Christie. He's in a bit of trouble down there in New Jersey.
I don't get this whole thing. Enlighten me.
Chris Christie took the mayor of Fort Smith, grabbed his underwear.
No. You're getting the story. You're combining two stories. That's not what happened at all.
No. What happened? The bridge. It was the bridge.
Right.
I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, the bridge.
Yeah.
The bridge. He did not, I guess he says, order a fake traffic study on the George Washington Bridge on the New Jersey side to screw up traffic in this New Jersey town where the mayor of this New Jersey town did not support his gubernatorial bid.
He fired an aide, said he had no idea that anyone on his staff was involved. So that's it. He didn't know. Right?
That's what he says, yeah.
Yeah. How about your guy in Wausau or Green Bay or Bader?
Bader?
What did he say about it?
He said he doesn't believe him, basically.
He doesn't believe him?
No, no. He says he found it hard to believe he didn't know.
Federal prosecutors are now investigating to see if there are any federal laws broken. We had the news conference on in the KFGO News Center today, and I must say, that was the longest news conference I've ever seen.
It was 3 hours? 2.5 hours?
It was a good 2 hours.
It was over 2 hours.
I kept looking up at the monitor because, I was figuring it would say in the corner earlier, that they were it was still live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who was left in the room. What more could you have possibly asked?
Some guy from the Bergen County Record.
I have no idea. But he just, it went on and on and on. And, of course, New Jersey, New York, a lot of interest on the East Coast and Chris Christie, potential Republican presidential candidate, so... I blocking a bridge. I don't get it. I just
petty, vindictive,
creating
revenge,
traffic jams to make people look bad.
Yes, and it actually, there are those who believe it ended up in a person's death because an elderly woman had a heart attack, and emergency vehicles were not able to get to her and save her life because they were stuck in traffic because of the fake traffic study.
So you think that there's something the governor may not be telling the whole story?
Well, let's say that he was lax in his duties if he did not know anything about it, because the story's been out there since September. September, and he's just getting to it right now.
Well, he's a busy schedule.
In the next presidential debate, Chris Christie and Hillary Clinton, atomic wedgie fight. Huh?
You think he'll seek the nomination?
I do, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. That could be a real...
Could be a barn burner.
That could be.
Could be a Pier 6 brawl.
That could be. Okay, Michael. Right. Did you get a winner for your...
Davis told investigators that he hit St. Clair's head, causing him to lose consciousness.
You back to this thing?
Then Davis said he grabbed his stepfather's underwear and gave him a, quote, atomic wedgie by pulling the underwear over his stepfather's head. I'm not laughing.
Did we give away the pizza yet?
Yeah, we have 18. Yeah, we'll get the 18th person to 18th. Text in.
Okay.
We'll announce the winner soon.
You were just this atomic wedgie, this tragic death.
It is a tragic
death. Can't
no question.
Pinto has found a picture.
On Google, a picture of an atomic wedgie. Look at
It's like Pinto and some of the guys at the frat house, doesn't it?
It does. Nobody died in that frat house, though, from the atomic wedgie. What a way to go. Man. This is the Mike McFeely Show, 237-5948, 800-880-5346. KFGO.studio@KFGO.com is our email.